You're listening to episode number 221 of the She's Building Her Empire podcast. Now, if you ever want to catch me recording these episodes live, make sure to join me on my Facebook fan page at Stacey Tushel, and you can catch me every Wednesday at noon Central. Are you looking to blaze the trail and build or expand your business empire? Welcome to She's Building Her Empire, a place of motivation, inspiration, and innovative business strategies to help increase your income and, more importantly, your impact. Follow your purpose while building your empire with your host and business coach, Stacey Tushel. Hey there, Stacey Tushel here from shesbuildinghereempire.com. I am an entrepreneur. I've been an entrepreneur now for about 15 years. I am also a podcaster, an author, and a wife and a mom of two little girls. And I'm really excited to be back today because we are still talking about the book. If you have not gotten it yet, it's not too late. This could be a great Christmas present. You Are a Badass at Making Money by Jen Sincero. And I'm loving it because it's really, I think, helping a lot of us. Even myself, as I've already read it now two times, as I'm teaching it, obviously I'm taking even more in, which is really good because it's never a bad idea to have a refresher about money mindset. Am I right? Hi, you guys. Thanks for joining. All right. So yes, you can see, if you're watching me live, you can see my Christmas tree in the background. Hopefully it looks fully decorated, even though I've kind of got some more work to do, but I gave up and I'll go back to it later. All right. Hello, hello, hello. So we are talking about getting rid of that expensive hobby of yours and turning it into a real business. And if that's exciting, and I hope it is, even if you're going, well, I'm kind of starting to make money. No, I really want you to start earning what you should be earning, right? With all of the work that you are putting into this. So that is kind of what we're building on. We've been doing this now for a couple weeks. We're heading into our five-day challenge next week, Plan to Profit. If you are not registered for that, go get registered, bit.ly/plan-to-profit-challenge. I'm really excited. This is my favorite challenge. This is going to be, you guys, such a great way for you guys to get set, get ready to go for 2018. Now, here's one of the things that Jen talks about in the book. She says, you know, you really have to dive deep and get with your emotions. Like, what is the reasoning behind the why you want to make money or why you need to do something, okay? So I've got some questions that she talks about in the book that I want you to be thinking about for yourself, okay? So one of the questions I want to ask you is, what made you inspired to watch this Facebook Live or listen to this podcast, right? You saw the title and something made you go, okay, I should listen to this. So what's the reason behind that? What made you want to do that, okay? How will making money really change who you're being right now, right? How will you become a better person with that money? What will you do with this number you keep talking about, all right? So this is a big one that I want to know. Everybody has a number. Everybody that I jump on and talk to privately, there's a number in their head. Everybody has a different number, but everybody has this number. You already know that number right now. Maybe that number you can publicly share. Go for it. If you're, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't even know. If you're willing to put it out there and do it scared, like we talked about last week, go for it. That number. What are you going to do with that number? Why do you need that number? I listened to, I think it was either a Tony Robbins podcast or something, but it was definitely Tony Robbins. And he said, you know, you have this number out there and you're just picking it. Like you're saying 10 million or 1 million or 100,000, but there's no why and there's no real reason of what you need. And a lot of times that number doesn't actually, it's not the real number we need. So he made somebody, I think I watched, it might even have been in his movie. He made somebody basically say, well, what do you want? Like, tell me what you need. Ooh, it was in his book. And he was basically saying, okay, I want a private chef. I want this. I want that. I want to fly on a private jet. I want to do this. And he figured out this number. And the number he had thought in his head, it was like 10 times the amount he actually needed. So I like this activity because when you build out, we're going to do this at the end today. I want you to build out your dream life, okay? And I think sometimes our dream life really feels like a dream that it's never going to happen. And then when you actually figure out what it looks like, what it would really cost you, it's not as far away as you think it is, okay? So that is something I want you to be really working on today as we do it. Ooh, Michelle was risky enough. She put it out there. Thank you so much for posting that. Hi, James. I'm so excited to see you. Hello. So that is a number that I want you to maybe break apart today. That might not be the real number you think you actually need, okay? So another couple questions she asked, which of your gifts are you most excited to share in the world, okay? Where do you feel you bring the most value? So these are all things that you can be writing down, you can be going back and actually journaling this and figuring out where you wanna go. And then how does it feel to share yourself like that? How does it feel to be at that level that you wanna be? What would that feel like? Now, she says in the book, the heart is the most powerful muscle in your body. Do what your heart wants, right? So I always ask my clients, what does your gut tell you, right? Like what do you feel like you should do? And then what do you really want to do? Sometimes those things match up and sometimes they don't, okay? So kind of go through that process and ask yourself why. Always go why, always go a little bit deeper. Now, a couple of the things that I want you to take action on today specifically is what do you know, okay? So you might say to yourself, well, I'm not really sure, I'm just getting started, I'm not really sure who I wanna serve or what course I wanna do or what direction I should head in. I would say just get started on what you do know, what you do know you want to do, right? So if you know kind of who you wanna serve, right? Or kind of what direction you wanna go, just get started. I think we are ready and waiting for us just to come out with this breakthrough course or this breakthrough niche, and it's just gonna happen and all of a sudden everything falls into place. But really, we evolve, right? We start somewhere and it's probably not where you're going to end up, right? And if it is, it's definitely tweaked. It is not the same version one, same draft one. It will look different in the future, okay? Oh, thank you. So, all right, now with that said, just get started on what you know. Now, sometimes it's easier to say, I know I don't want this. I know I don't want to serve this type of person or this specific topic. So that is just as good, if not better, than the I do know, right? Because it's just going to keep weeding out the things that you don't want to do, so you get closer to what you're actually looking for, okay? Now, number two is a big one for me because I kind of get sick of hearing this sometimes, you guys. And you know what? I do it too. So I'm not saying that you are doing it. I'm saying we are doing it and we have to stop. So stop saying I'm not good at this, or I'm clueless about this, or I'm not good with money, or I'm not really tech savvy, or I'm not a great copywriter, right? Stop talking about how we don't know how to do these specific things, all right? I want you to understand that these things are super, super easy today. You don't have to be tech savvy. There are websites that you can build with like clicking and pushing like fill in the blanks. It is the easiest thing in the world today. You know, 5-10 years ago, it was a lot more difficult. So be grateful that people are building these really incredible software companies, making it easier and easier and easier for us to do it, okay? So be careful that we're not focusing on I can't do this, I'm not good at money, I don't understand numbers, right? You've gotta be really, really careful. And then number three, make sure that you're not pretending you're not good at those things, or you don't want to be good, so you're not trying. I have done this before, knowing I shouldn't be doing this, I'm not even good at it anyway, and I keep doing a bad job, right? So be careful that you're not pretending you don't know how to do it or you can't figure it out. You are all very smart, you know what you're doing. Some of these like programs that you're not good at, right? That you're not good at, I'll put my quotes up, have tutorials step by step by step, right? They literally allow you to watch the screen and just do exactly what they're doing. So yes, it stinks that it takes some time sometimes, but you either need to spend that time or you need to spend money to pay for somebody else to do it. So just be careful that you're not letting those excuses go in the way, okay? So here's my biggest thing with this too, is nobody can want it more than you want it, right? As a coach, I get really nervous when I see somebody who I'm going, do they want it? I feel like I want it more than they do sometimes for them, and I can't get like that, right? So be careful that you are not letting, what we talked about this a couple weeks ago, letting your drama get in the way of your dreams, and letting other things happen that you can't make this work. Or now Christmas is coming up, now the holidays are coming up, I have to spend money on that. Don't let those excuses get in the way from what you really, really wanna do today, okay? So, here's something too. When you are in the beginning, you've got to get your hands dirty a little bit, right? So it does stink that you have to like do some of the stuff that you know you shouldn't be doing. You should be outsourcing, but there's no money, so you've got to spend that time. Doing everything like jumping on live way more than you need to be, not need to be, way more than other people are. So you're watching some people that have way bigger following than you do, and why can they randomly pop on and not announce it and do it whenever they want to, whereas maybe you have to do it a certain day and time, or you actually have to like look decent. They can just jump on. It doesn't matter. They've got hundreds and hundreds of people. You have to just do the stuff that maybe you don't want to do because later it's gonna pay off, right? So stop complaining about like, oh, I don't wanna do this, or yeah, but I can't do it this way, or yeah, but this doesn't work for me. Everybody has their issues. Everybody's got their yeah, buts, but the people that succeed are the ones that don't let those stop them, okay? So if you catch yourself saying yeah, but when you're talking to somebody, be really, really careful, okay? Now, what I want you to do today, and I'm excited about this little project we're gonna do today in the Facebook group, is I want you to tell me what your dream life looks like. Now, we just had a retreat. I think I saw Michelle on here from the Profit Mastermind retreat. Let me know if anybody else is on here from that event. And at the end of the event, this was really fun. We went around the table and we all shared what our dream life would look like. Now, I actually did not share my dream life at the table. We went around and I was like, am I gonna share it or not? And I didn't, and nobody said anything, but I would like to share it today. And I wanna give you an example because I wanna make sure that in the Facebook group, you can go share what your dream life is, okay? So I'm gonna read this because I wrote it down and I actually really took some time to think about it. And I would love for you guys to do the same thing, okay? Now, the reason I don't love the word dream life is because it sounds like it's never gonna happen. So we're gonna need to change that. If you've got a way better way to phrase that, let me know in the Facebook group, She's Building Her Empire, because I want it to be something that's possible and realistic and something that's in the near future that can happen for you. Okay, so here's what my dream, I guess we would say my dream day looks like, what I would like my day to look like. So I wake up every morning excited to work and do my miracle morning, which I already do in the mornings. Then when my kids wake up around 7, I'm gonna spend time with them and help them get ready, have breakfast, drive them to school every single day. Then at 9, when I get home, I'm gonna start my work day. I will work around from 9 until about noon, and then I'm gonna go have lunch with my husband. After that, I'm done working for the day. I might go to do yoga, I might get a massage, I might get my nails done. It's completely me time. The kids will be in school. Then I will pick them up from school every day. So I'm trying to really be very intentional about what that looks like specifically. After that, I'm hanging out with the kids. So no more working after that. I am with the kids, we're eating dinner, hanging out, I'm putting them to bed, and then after that, in my dream life, my husband and I actually get to spend time together after they go to sleep. Right now, he's a second shifter, that is not possible, but that is something where I want that to be a reality, okay? Now, I also put in here, we travel as much as we can as a family, and I want them, and I said as much as school allows, and then I want to be able to make sure that they know the importance of volunteering, giving back to our church, picking charities that they wanna support, showing our kids how important it is to give back, okay? So that is what I wrote, what I want my dream life to look like. Now, when I write that, it really is not that far away. That is not a dream, that is something that can happen very, very soon, if not within the next year, okay? I want you to write what your dream life looks like in the She's Building Her Empire Facebook group. And then I want you, after you write it, to really think about that and say, when could this happen? When am I gonna make this happen by? Because this, it's not as far-fetched as we think it is, okay? Thanks, Michelle. All right, so yeah, Michelle, I was, after we did that activity at the retreat, I was thinking about it for a while, like, what would mine be? Because you guys had such good ones. And I love, love, love hearing all of that stuff. So if you haven't ever done this, you guys, this is something that I think will be kind of eye-opening for a lot of you. And it'll be one of those activities where you've got that number. So I saw somebody write down 100,000. Now, maybe you had that number in your head for a reason. Maybe it's to replace a specific income you are already making. Maybe, maybe not, right? But, well, I was trying to see if I could find that person. However, it might just be one of those numbers because guess what? 100,000 is a number I hear all the time. I hear 5,000 a month, 100,000, or there, I wanna make 200,000, 250. 250 is another big one after 100. Then I hear a lot of people who are really pushing hard, a million. A million's the number, right? It's just those mile markers that we're trying to hit, which is great, but do they actually mean something? If you wanted next year to hit $1 million in grossing, you know, gross revenues, why? Just to say you hit a million? What would be better? Let me ask you this. Is it better to hit a million and you profit 100,000, or you hit 800, but you profit 200,000, right? I mean, it's a no-brainer, but we never think about the actual number that matters. We think about what that number looks like, almost like these vanity numbers, right? We're excited to say we hit a million, but what does that actually look like? So be careful, because people put out these crazy numbers that you hear all the time, six figure, seven figure, this, that, and it doesn't really mean anything, okay? I have a seven figure brick and mortar business. That does not tell you how much money I actually make, how much money the business actually spends. It just gives credibility that we sell that amount of money every single year, which is credibility, but it's not everything. That number is not the only number that is important, okay? So be careful, you guys, when you're putting these out there. All right, I've got some questions coming in. It was Amanda that said 100,000. Okay, and Amanda, you might have that number in on purpose because of a certain reason, which is great, but I want you to think about that, okay? All right, Jamie was at the retreat too. Jamie started this, which I love, Jamie. Okay, so Jamie said, instead of a perfect daydream, a perfect date reality. I love it. All right, so Jamie, you really helped me kick off this idea, so thank you. Dawn said 50K per month. Now, Dawn, I would love for you, when you figure that number out, to say 50K per month with profits being whatever. I used to say, I'm gonna say the same number. I used to say 50K per month with debt, with expenses being 20,000 or under, okay? Try to always have the positive side in there. So I can say debt, or not debt, I can say my expenses are 20,000, but it'd be better to say the profit is 30,000 or vice versa. So focus on the good stuff, not the negative. And that's why I think I keep saying the word debt, because a lot of times we say we wanna pay off debt. Well, why not focus on making more money that, yes, will help you pay off that debt, okay? All right, what do we have? Layla said, I wanted 10K the first 6 months to just start so my baby could go to daycare and be able to have me time. Oh, yes, absolutely. So that's a huge, huge reason, and you need that time. Recently, oh my goodness, I was just thinking about this last night. My oldest has been really sick, and she keeps waking up in the middle of the night, which is not normal. She's 4.5. She always sleeps through the night. But every night she comes in her room because she has this horrible cough, and I have been exhausted every day. And I keep thinking, like, that is what it was like when the babies were not sleeping through the night. And I remember, you guys, so if you're one of those moms that still have, you know, you're nursing, or the babies are waking up and you don't get to sleep a real amount of sleep, take that time and rest, because I can feel a major, major difference when I don't get to sleep through the night. So I feel ya. I was there not that long ago. All right. Would you personally get to live on? What do you personally get to live on? Oh, Aaron, got it. Okay. Yeah, so profit, yeah, you could do profit a couple ways. I just wanted to make sure you had a focus. So yeah, you can get way, way, way more detailed. Oh my goodness, Cindy, twice a night. Yes. Oh my goodness, I feel ya. All right. Cindy, well, no, I'm not going to go there, but I know Cindy. I'll tell her privately. I was like, I might say something and people will not love it. Okay. 50,000 business revenue. This is for Sarah for 2018. 10,000 salary. Seems small considering other comments, but these goals would be huge for my family and business, plus allow me to have an even greater impact on poverty. Okay, so I like that we brought this up. Now, Sarah is saying that it seems small, like she's comparing to everybody else, which comparing, okay, don't compare and then up your number just because somebody else did. If you, like she said, that would be huge for my family, right? So if it's huge for your family, then great. But at the same time, let the others not make you feel like you have to, but let them inspire you to make sure you know that it's possible to do more if you want it and if you need it, okay? So I am not gonna tell you, Sarah, that you need to raise your numbers. I like that you know why and that it would be a big deal, but know that if that number ever needs to increase, you have the potential to do that for sure, and you have the opportunity. All right. Ooh, I love that, Dawn. Okay, great. Okay, cool. Yep, I think that's another big thing too. So when I came in the online space, people weren't talking about kids being home and staying at home, being a stay-at-home mom, and everybody was telling me, oh, I should be a stay-at-home mom. My kids right now, they're both at daycare. I was an entrepreneur before I was a mom. So I had always been working. So for me, it felt like I had that, not, I don't want to say 9 to 5, but it felt like I had that obligation to do it. So if daycare feels great for you and you want to try it, one of the things, because I did feel really guilty, I sent my kids to daycare one day a week just to start. Now they go 3 times a week. Now my oldest is in school a couple times. So she has something 5 days, not all day, but she does have something 5 days total. So if you don't have any alone time to work on your business, you guys, you've got to be really, really careful, because you're not going to be as productive or actually move the needle as much as you want for 2018. So I would highly, highly, highly suggest making sure you can figure that out. All right, you guys, I think we are going to wrap up today. Really quickly, I'm going to repeat 2 things. You are creating your dream life inside of our She's Building Her Empire Facebook group. You are getting signed up for the Plan to Profit Challenge. You are going to want to sign up immediately. You'll get a confirmation email right away. Make sure to check that. We've got some information in there for you guys right away. bit.ly/Plan to Profit Challenge. This is going to be our biggest challenge by far, you guys. We already have way more people. We have more than double the amount of people signed up from last year. And it's only Wednesday, and it starts on Monday, so I'm really excited. Thanks, Michelle, for posting the link. I appreciate it. Oh, and Claire just pinned it. Perfect, you guys. Thank you so much. I'm super pumped. I cannot wait till Monday. Go get signed up. Go get in the Facebook group, and then make sure you guys share your information in there. I want to see what your dream life looks like, and I don't want you to compare, but I want you to read others because it'll be good for you to see as well, okay? Have a great rest of your Wednesday. I will see you guys next week. We appreciate you joining us for this episode of She's Building Her Empire. Be sure to join the free Facebook community at shesbuildingherempire.club. For more free content, videos, and rock-solid business advice to build your purposeful business and take it to the next level, please visit shesbuildingherempire.com. We look forward to helping you build your empire, create an everlasting impact, and live the life of your dreams. Until next time.